I actually can't believe that, only coming over here, how small Ireland is. Like, Ireland is actually smaller than Maine. I couldn't believe it. Just the size of America. It's overwhelming. I think I need some water.
Well, there's plenty of water between Ireland and the U.S., but the Guggenheim Grotto buzz has crossed it all and continues to grow. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Love might be a common topic in the grand scheme of songwriting, but on their debut album, Waltzing Alone, the Guggenheim Grotto make a familiar subject sound fresh. That's thanks in part to the trio of Kevin May, Mick Lynch, and Shane Power being far more than just guys with guitars, and instead they combine literate lyrics and classical training with a well-schooled ear for pop. The Guggenheim Grotto have now moved on with a new album called Happy the Man. But we got an early introduction to the band during the lads' 2006 visit to FUV, where I decided to start off with the basics. How about the name of the band? What's the backstory on Guggenheim Grotto?
Well, we agree with you. We think we're brilliant as well. and very unusual and original. And we wanted a name to match that.
Sure.
Something that was, you know, made people go, I don't know what they're going to sound like now from their name, you know. So we came up with the Guggenheim Grotto.
It took us about 3 months texting each other.
Texting back and forth.
Because we weren't talking at the time, we just had to text each other.
And we thought it was really original, and it is, I suppose, but we found out in the meantime that in the Guggenheim Museum here in New York, that there's a room in the basement that the art handlers, the guys and girls who hang the paintings, they go down there and have a cigarette or a cup of coffee, and they call it their grotto. So there is already a Guggenheim Grotto, but we didn't know that.
Pure coincidence.
Pure coincidence, yeah.
You see, it's not that I do or don't believe, it's that I just don't not believe in God and aliens and love at first sight. Last night I couldn't get back to sleep, watching you lying next to me. For a moment every last part of me felt right. Come on and reason don't agree. He's saying, boy, that's a fool thing to believe. Oh, but girl, the way you make me feel, I wanna say, hell, I wanna scream.
Now, you guys seem to be very influenced by kind of 1970s records, whether it's Joni Mitchell or even the best of Elton John, but you don't all look that old.
Our older brothers were, though. They listened to their record collection.
So was it a combination of absorbing some of that sort of classic singer-songwriter stuff from the 70s along with what else?
I kind of grew up just with the big bands that were kind of cool in the 70s and 60s, like the Beatles, the Stones, mm-hmm. Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, and I just kind of bought their albums just wanting to be cool, you know?
It's weird. Radio in Ireland for years was two channels. One was sort of playing pop mainstream, and the other one was playing classical music and traditional Irish music and stuff like that. So it had a great mix. So you weren't sort of subjected to full-on commercial stuff.
Right,
I think that's,
right.
But especially our stuff, it's very, I won't use the word eclectic, but you can't pin it down. It's
right.
Just all our influences just into one big melting pot. And that's the sound that comes out. I think we just all absorbed everything we've listened to since year dot.
When the world is wild, wicked and wild, watching my every move, I gather thoughts of you, and that's what lovers do. You've said before, in every act war, and every shade, just another shade of blue. You'd have me walk with you, and that's what lovers do. So, just so, I'm in love with you, oh, oh.
That's the Guggenheim Grotto and Told You So, performed live at FUV. To hear more from the Guggenheim Grotto and other artists, visit the online archives at WFUV.org.